Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to clearly see the offer that sells for his clients. So I am super excited to introduce Duff Gardner. Now, Duff is an award-winning seven-figure marketer, startup founder, and digital producer. Today, he leverages his more than 30 years of experience in a diverse range of businesses and his journey overcoming a series of out-of-the-blue panic attacks to help impact-driven entrepreneurs leverage the power of what he calls startup thinking to start, scale, and serve in a big way. Now, he is the host of the podcast Off My Duff, the Entrepreneur Podcast, and he's founder of the training company Offers That Sell. Now, Duff holds a Master's of Science in Learning Sciences and Information Technology from Carnegie Mellon, Silicon Valley. And he's a fierce advocate of LGBTQ+ and animal rescue, and lives in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. Now, his mantra is teach what you love and live from your truth. Well, welcome, Duff. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, Wendy, thank you. I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping entrepreneurs grow their businesses. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to share.
Yeah, and I'm just curious. I know I gave some indication here of what your business journey has been and what's brought you to this point, but exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Oh, thank you. I have a weird story. Sometimes the
Okay.
weird ones are the best ones, right? I didn't know much about coaching, but probably like in 2003, I actually founded a app company and we built a coaching app. So I needed to know some knowledge about coaching, and that was probably my first step. My second step was I had a friend who wrote a book, a coach, a law of attraction fellow, and he was selling that book all over the world. And that would have been about a decade ago. I saw that and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And so I think I filed those two things in the back of my head. But the third thing was, I guess, my kids were graduating from high school. I was a consultant. I live in Victoria, which is on an island, Vancouver Island. And so a lot of my big consulting work was taking me on last minute trips all over the place. And so the pressure to do that and juggle being kind of a single co-parent running a consulting practice led me to have these out of the blue panic attacks. Sort of, I was having the, I remember one in particular. I was just at a meeting with a dozen people, discussing kind of random things. We were talking about, weirdly, people going to game development conference in San Francisco. And my heart started beating, and it was weird. I'd never experienced anything like that, and it felt like I was having a heart attack. So I couldn't actually articulate words. And so it took me on a bit of a journey of realizing where that was coming from. And it had a lot to do with the pressures I was putting on myself as a business owner.
Right.
So I wanted to really kind of reclaim my life. And so I had to go through a process of kind of understanding my own value and how I could help people. And that led me into the coaching world, where now I help people with, you know, grow their business through having a really awesome offer primarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing how what seems to be your world imploding. I mean, I don't want to put labels on anything, but obviously you were creating a tremendous amount of stress for yourself and managing your responsibilities of being a parent. And out of that, then birthed this brand new business that is making a whole different impact, but obviously serving your lifestyle, ideally,
yeah,
in a much more balanced way, and is able to you to enjoy yourself more versus those pressure situations.
Yeah. And it wasn't like it was at the beginning, it was challenging, because I can tell you that going from consulting to coaching, it's like a whole different ballgame. Or going from like a business executive into coaching, it's so different.
Right.
And
yeah,
how do you market yourself? So you have to kind of go be a little introspective. And so for me, I was like, okay, so what is it that I'm good at that is transferable to people? And so that's where I landed on this concept that I call startup thinking. There is a rigor when you're founding a technology startup in that process. You know, the goal of that is to raise capital, to raise startup financing, to grow that business. And there's this iterative approach to growing a business that you take on. And I found that as I waded into the coaching and the online marketing and the transformation world, that was missing, you know? And so that's where I kind of found my place, is, you know, teaching people how to, in a systematic way, grow a business online.
Mm, okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I know I referenced that you have 30 plus years of experience, but how long have you had your training company? Mm-hmm. And has that business mission evolved or veered through the years there? Or how has that progressed?
Yeah, so I've been doing this kind of work for 5 to 8 years. Kind of, I didn't have like a clean like shift. It was kind of a segue. And I actually remember the first presentation I made with this new kind of idea of creating a coaching business. Yeah. And I joined a large mastermind that was expensive, you know, and I went there and I was like all proud. And I'm like, I'm going to present this thing. <You know? laughs> And I, you know, like I was fortunate because I've been in digital media production and stuff. So I thought it was a killer presentation. Nobody knew what the heck it was, talking about. It would have been an awesome like festival or something, you know, but as far as like sort of helping people with an individual problem, that was not very clear. I think the next thing that happened was I realized that one way that I could get into the business was helping people create online product launches and managing that process. Cause I've managed very complicated campaigns. And so wading into new technology wasn't that much of a challenge for me.
Yeah, and it helps to have an IT background.
A little bit, yeah. So I'm not a pure IT person, but I'm more of a learning science guy. But yeah, definitely IT a little bit. And you know, like I would help people with launches. So I worked with people from, you know, just starting up to, I think the biggest list was about 50,000 emails on their community, mm-hmm. Doing online product launches. So I did that for a little bit. And then I hit a point where I was like, you know what? I'm in my 50s. I've got something to say. I know it's not maybe something that there was a transition where I was like, okay, I'm going to be front of stage. I'm going to be the person speaking on the stage. I'm going to talk about my truth. I'm going to talk about things that are important to me, and I'm going to help people grow their business. And so that was my start a few years ago, probably just 3 years ago, of doing it that way.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you really stepped into your power.
And I hope so.
And aligned with really that authenticity. Like, people like to lean on that word a lot today. It's really a cornerstone to people's outlooks and mindset. But it sounds like it wasn't just being authentic, but it was really aligning a lot of what you had gained through your own experience and realizing that, hey, I might have all the great presentation skills, but if my offer isn't clear, you know, people aren't getting it. And so really taking all the experience from renditions of your life and putting that together in a solid business. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way with this recent training company that you're putting forward here?
You know, I think of entrepreneurship kind of like being a salmon in a stream. You know, if you stop and kind of look around, you're probably going to start floating downstream again, or you're just going to get eaten by an eagle or something like that. But we think, because I'm from the Pacific Northwest or Vancouver, right. Victoria, like we think salmon a lot, right? So right, salmon right. metaphors are big. You know, it's kind of like, as long as you're floating upstream. So I try to be always floating upstream. You know, like I try to, as soon as something gets accomplished or I have a quick win, I'm right away thinking to where I need to move things next. But you know, that's not always a straight path. I think we all fall into the trap of second guessing or, you know, a big one for me is energy. You have to look after yourself in order to do the things you do. You have to eat the right things, go for walks, you know, keep your mind clear. So I think for me, you know, I've had pockets where I've not followed my own thinking. And, you know, that's where I've always found that the biggest thing is to get outside and move around. That to me is the best thing, to get out of that, get out of the doldrums and really start being that salmon in the stream again.
Right. Get out there and keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Duff, you're obviously an expert here at helping entrepreneurs grow their businesses by, you know, creating those clear offers that sell. But I'm curious, mm-hmm. how do you feel about the client enrollment part of being in business? There's a lot more to it than creating offers that sell. Are there any challenges or frustrations that have come up for you in this important phase or aspect of growing a successful business?
Yeah, for sure. I think like I'll answer that in two ways. Like an offer is kind of important because to me, it's like the foundation of your business. If your offer is kind of crappy, people smell it. You know, they'll smell it in the enrollment conversation if your offer is not on point. Mm-hmm. So I just know from my experience working with a ton of seven-figure marketers that this is the thing that they work on. They work on their offers. They work less on their tactics, more on their offers. So that it's important from that point of view. When I find myself challenged with the enrollment call, I generally know that there's something off in my own offer. They're not, the people who are coming into my process are not clear on why we're having the conversation, or they're not qualified properly. And I think we're living in a time when a lot more people are becoming, if not full-time, some at least part-time entrepreneurs. Right. And so because of that, there's a lot more people that I would call looky-loos coming into our processes. And essentially, you know, they're nice people. They just want some free coaching.
Right.
So my biggest challenge always is kind of like, okay, well, I'm getting it. They're nice people and I don't mind spending the time, but you know, when you have a whole bunch of those calls in a week, it can be demoralizing because they're not looking to invest in your right. programs. So, you know, my biggest challenge is qualifying the right people. It always comes down to that. And so I think that that's the biggest challenge for me in the enrollment process in general.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, no, I completely understand that. And you're definitely not alone in that. And today's marketing process and attracting people to have these conversations, sometimes that typical next step is to have a free session, right? Is to have a, you know, not necessarily a coaching session, but maybe a strategy or something where you clearly understand what's going on and how to
sure.
help them at that next level. And like you said, well, there's only so many hours in each day. And if our calendar right. is filled with these people that are really just trying to glean a few more shiny objects and then move on, then that can be frustrating. So what I found, and I'd be happy to share with you if you'd like, that might help you, is sure. I advise my clients to really think about some qualifying questions to put into a screening process, a questionnaire that is like a, you know, okay, if you'd like to have one of these sessions, please complete this questionnaire. And based on the fact that we're in alignment, then I'll send you an invite for the calendar. And obviously you want to automate this so that you're not having to really have this conversation. It's something that you incorporate into a calendar process on your website or wherever the sign up is for the session. But to really take the time to create some questions that aren't just vague, or again, it's just like your offer, right? Something that is very clear in providing information for you that allows you to say, I can tell that this person is really vested. You know, they're seriously vested to grow their business right now. They have some definite goals and aspirations that are indicators that they're worthy of engaging in this conversation. And you can have it set up so that those notifications are given to you, and it allows you to just quickly review some key, you know, responses and then push the invite over to them or not. So it might take a little bit of administration time, and maybe that's a virtual assistant's job, but at least it saves you yet another hour or however long you spend with an interested person who's not necessarily a prospective client. So does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because my PM and I are meeting a little bit later this afternoon on exactly that topic. So It's very top of mind. We're creating a question, like a series of questions to qualify. So
right.
It's funny that we're talking about this. Yeah.
It's really the best thing if you don't have an actual administrative or executive assistant that kind of does that work for you. This is a great way to, you know, sometimes the questions are misinterpreted. That's been always my frustration, is like, how could they misinterpret that? So again, yeah. Clarity, right? Which is your zone of genius, how to see that, you know, clarity around the messaging, mm-hmm. and really what provides that answer or something that aligns and shows you an indication of where they're at. So yeah, so absolutely. That'll save you hours of precious time during your week. And, you know, Duff, I'm curious here, speaking of hours of precious time, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, which mm-hmm. I'd like to think is on its way out, but I feel like we're still in the midst of this, and it's had a huge impact on so many people in terms of not only their health and wellness, but their business and their income and creating businesses and startups and all that. So I'm curious, what impact has the pandemic had on the work that you do?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Interesting. So I think I'll answer that two ways again. You know, I think there's certain people that I have spoken to in enrollment conversations who are really wanting to invest in something and they're challenged, which I totally get. And I also know that there's people who have, I've had conversations with, and they've figured out a way to find the money. And it's difficult because I think a lot of my colleagues have created all these like really low, like not super expensive, I call them sub $50 kind of products for people to come in their community and start having conversations with them. I've resisted that. I know this from a personal experience. If you're able to invest in yourself in times of disruption, you will come out the other side, like in a powerful way, and able to access the opportunity that's in front of you. It's just figuring out how to make that work for you. Like personally for me, I've had an incredibly busy year in 2020. And I'm in a lot of gratitude for that.
Right.
So it's just, if you can find a way to make it happen, it's the best time to invest in yourself in a disruption. It really is, because the path ahead is going to be new. There's going to be something new that emerges. And so by investing in yourself, you can access that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely great words of advice there to help people kind of keep their sights up and mm-hmm. on the bigger picture, versus maybe getting lost, which is easy to do, right? There's been a lot of disruptions to the way
yes.
we had been approaching life. So yeah, but that mm-hmm. sound advice is to keep the sights up in the vision and invest so that those big advancements or, you know, that growth trajectory can continue. So, well, Duff, how do you work with entrepreneurs who want to, you know, really grow their business and, you know, nail a solid offer that is sure. clear and impactful to take their business to that next level of success? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, for sure. I would love to. So you know, like I see entrepreneurs who are kind of new or even that have been at it for a while, and they're struggling with three things. Number one is they fall into what I call the irresistible rabbit hole, where you're trying to be perfect around everything that you do, whether it's your messaging or your product design. And that means that you just don't put it out there. When you do, trying to make it perfect, what tends to happen, the marketplace declines it. It builds up internal resistance. Cognitive dissonance kicks in. You know it's not going well, but you keep doing it anyway, and it just keeps going, right? So that's number one. Mm-hmm. The second challenge that people have is that they get this, what I call the blueprint monkey mind, which is they convince themselves that they're incapable. I have this belief that it comes from our industrial system of education kind of anchoring us in that idea that we can't make mistakes. You know, we chase abstract goals. We think studying harder is going to give us a better outcome. So that manifests into us kind of saying, geez, I don't even know how to make a good peanut butter sandwich. I better buy a $500 package to teach me how to do it. And the number one challenge that people have, I think, is that, and it's kind of a sneaky one, they don't have an offer that will convert. And, you know, I learned this a long time ago in business, and it's been verified by some of the people that I work with that continuously work on optimizing their offer as the most impactful way to increase sales. Mm-hmm. And so what I teach people, they generally are kind of, they come into talking to me because they're not getting the sales, or they're not getting the clients they want, or some other metric of success. Maybe they're not getting the gigs or the fan metrics that they want. And so I teach them how to create an offer that sells. And so it just makes it really easy. It's more effortless just in terms of how you get clients and get sales and grow your business. So that's what I've learned is the number one thing. And if you have a poor offer, it's kind of like the elephant in the room. People can smell it, and that manifests in like a lot of wasted effort. So if you have a great offer and you invest in that first, then do your challenges, then do your product launches, then do your whatever it is, your online course. Invest in your offer. Start with your offer. And then figure out what comes next.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense, because everything kind of builds up to and rests on that pivotal part of the mm-hmm. the entire sales process. So
absolutely,
that is what people, you know, either they have clarity and excitement around what you're offering, or, you know, it creates doubt and confusion. So, yeah, well, that's great. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, thank you. We have a website called offersthatsell.com/book. So right now there's a book on that site where you can grab that. It's an ebook. Nice. And it's called offersthatsell.com. And that is to teach you the 8-step revenue breakthrough system that I teach people. So nice. It's right there in the book.
Oh, that's great. So that is something that our listeners can get for free. You're offering that for?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's exactly. A free ebook.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that is offersthatsell.com/book, correct?
Yes. Yep. Right.
Fantastic. Well, Duff, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time.
Sure.
In looking at your own experience in building your businesses, you know, consulting and coaching and training, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed? Somehow I feel like this question is just right up your alley.
Well, it's kind of my tagline on my podcast, which is, you know, the Off My Duff podcast, but it's teach what you love and live from your truth. Mm. I think that any time that I feel myself stepping outside of my pocket, if I just remind myself of that expression, it serves me well. I stop comparing myself to others. I stop trying to be perfect. I just stay in that pocket.
Yeah, that's great. That's powerful. You know, it's can seem overwhelming with the amount of people that seem to be swimming in the same pond, right? And so that idea of comparing and self-criticism and all that stuff just really can do nothing but derail best plans. So I just love that fact that, you know, you're leaning into, you know, live from your truth. That's powerful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Duff. That was great.
Thanks, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, you know, Duff, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your early work in developing this coaching app and experiencing really a traumatic life experience with the panic attacks and juggling all of that, you know, obviously having success and traveling as a successful businessman and having the family and probably all the show and tell items to say that you're successful, but inside things weren't working and you pivoted and reinvented a completely different type of a business that is now serving you and obviously making a huge impact, helping other entrepreneurs not only start, but also scale and serve in a big way through creating powerful offers. So I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, Wendy, thank you. I'm so honored. I really appreciate it. It was such a great conversation.
Yeah, thank you. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Duff Gardner through his website, and that is offersthatsell.com. And put a /book after that and download his powerful resource. Sounds like a fantastic 8 steps there to really lean into. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Duff Gardner. And as always, here's to your success.